You are listening to Faith Ignited on Palma Talk Radio, on Palma Media. Welcome, 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 everybody. It's so nice to be here again today. I'm coming to you fresh off an amazing concert last night that I went to. That it was incredible. I want to tell you guys about a little bit about that. And how beautiful it is when you really feel that God is working in you and through you. Sometimes you get that feeling of just, this is of God, right? Jesus, God, I believe my loved ones and a lot of, we have a rosary group and we meet every Sunday. And I felt like I took every single one of those people's family members, departed loved ones. I felt them all there with me. It was the most incredible feeling of praying for people every single week. We forget the power in numbers. We are far greater together than we are apart. And I want to welcome you to Faith Ignited. This is a very slow-paced, chill Friday semi-evening vibes. But if you're listening to it and you are driving or you are working or you are at home listening, I really want to take this time to say, if this is your first time here at Faith Ignited, hi, it's nice to finally meet you. And if this is a returning Faith Ignited listener, I love you so much. I can feel you guys on the other side. I can feel the love. I can feel the feeling of constant support and love and a sense of part of my identity now has become a podcast host that has a podcast and a platform that I have an opportunity to reach so many people, as Palma Talk is on Spotify, Amazon, Prime Music, Apple Play, so many others, where you listen to your favorite podcast. You can listen to Faith Ignited and any one of our amazing podcasts that we have on our platform. Today, I'm sure that our magazine, you guys have seen our Palma magazine. You guys have given so much positive feedback, so much uplifting words and support and banding together and the feeling of we're greater in numbers than we are apart, or greater, far greater in numbers. There's anything that I've learned in my life is that no one left behind ever. That goes for anyone that I love, and I love a lot of you out there. I love all of you out there listening, giving me your time to spend the next few minutes talking about miracles that have happened in people's lives, talking about hope and restoration, and talk about surrendering to a higher power and surrendering to the fact that there is something that I call God, which is far greater than anything we could have ever imagined. God is opening doors for our platform in so many ways, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the hard work that goes on behind the scenes. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of the people that contribute. That includes you guys who are listening. You went to your app, you turned it on, you're here with me, and I could not be more happy to say it's nice to finally see you again. Give me a hug. Let me hug you so tight and tell you that, you know, life can get difficult. I just heard some, you know, devastating news before I started this podcast, and I was at a Christian concert last night, and I think I might have strained my voice a little bit, but let me tell you, the power of the Holy Spirit was in that stadium. It was in that room. It was in that stadium. It was maybe 15,000 people. Before I tell you any of that, stay tuned, because I love to light my candle on the podcast, and I love to just have that moment where we light that candle together in unity. I light the candle for you and anything that you have in your life that is going on, that you are struggling with. Know that here at Faith Ignited, you are safe to land here, even if it's just a distraction to take your mind off of something else. I want to be a voice of calm to you in your storm. We face storms every single day, and to be honest with you, some of us give up after a few storms. Some of us throw in the towel and we give up and we say, Lord, I can't, you're not answering me quick enough, or you're not showing me or hearing me. But I want all of you to know that I know, because I'm here to tell you, living proof, that God can turn things around. Can turn things around in so many ways. Remember that what I tell my Nora June on her way to school, and days in the morning where it's cold and gloomy in the south, and they're having tornado warnings, and my granddaughter hears all that and panics. And I always tell her, hey, she'll say, Gigi, it's gonna rain today. There's gonna be a storm. And I tell you guys all what I tell her, Nora June, guess what happens after the sun, after the rain, I'm sorry, the sun comes out, right? And recess is not canceled anymore, and you get to run outside and be free and play. Doesn't that happen sometimes? Yeah, Gigi, it does. It's a beautiful moment I have every single morning. I speak to my Nora. I just love her so much, and we speak every day. We have spoken every day for this almost entire school year, with the exception of maybe 3 or 4 days. And I don't take those moments for granted. I'm up at 4 a.m. to take her call every single morning. And just like she knows that Gigi's gonna answer on the other side of that phone call, of that FaceTime, on the other side of that, she can count on the fact that I will always answer on the other line. And that bond and that trust is the same that I feel for Jesus. I just feel so close to him tonight, you guys. Forgive me if I go on, but my husband bought amazing seats for an amazing Chris Tomlin Holy Forever tour, as I said. And I tell you, you know, once in a while I have a hard time walking, you know, for a long period of time. I have stuff going on with my lower extremities sometimes, my legs, being that they, you know, are sometimes a stumbling block for me, but I never let it deter me. I told you guys something crazy happened. I was praying to God so much. We had to walk so far to get to our seat, and we were 5 minutes into the show, but we drove 2.5 hours. My husband drove, my amazing pilot. I'm the co-pilot, I'm the navigator. We make a good team. And we went to this concert, and we booked a hotel room. And we said, you know, we're going to stay in a hotel room and make it one of those relaxing kind of getaways. And we went to this concert, and I tell you, from every single song that was sung in that stadium tonight, I had a visceral reaction where I felt the lump in my throat. I felt the the joy in my heart, and I felt the love of, I don't know, something bigger than me, angels around me. And I was asking God, please don't let my legs give out now. Like, we gotta hurry and get to our seat. And then we get to the doorway, and the usher takes a look at our ticket and says, oh, you're straight down. And I mean, when she said straight down, y'all, it was like a staircase that you would see on like The Amazing Race or something like that. Honey, I was scooting down those stairs with both hands on that pole on either side, and I was thinking, Lord, just let me get to my seat and I can sit down, and I don't care if I sit down throughout this whole concert, but I don't want to fall face first right now at all in front of all these people. And so I was, Jesus, I kept talking to him, Jesus, please, Jesus, let these legs get me to where I need to be tonight. So we found our seats, and of course, you know, the guy at the end had a cast on, and it was so awkward because, of course, he had to get up, then everyone had to get up, and then it was just like, oh my God, I have to walk in this tiny little space between the people's knees and the next set of chairs. So I'm literally walking, I'm barely scooting one little tiny step at a time, and I'm saying, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me, excuse us, excuse me, excuse us, you know, as we walk through. And my husband is 6 foot tall, and you know, I had my two little space buns on, so I know, and I had a shirt on that said Jesus is King, so I know that I stood out. And my husband, people always think he's like security or you know, a police officer or something like that. So we get to our seat. They're beautiful seats, almost, they're on the floor, like literally. We were sitting behind some family members of the guitar player for Chris Tomlin's band. So we were sitting literally with family and friends of the artists that were there. And so, first of all, thank you, baby, for those tickets. It was just what the doctor ordered. It was exhilarating and emotional and a roller coaster from start to finish. From when I started worshiping, waiting for my husband to use the bathroom, because that was the other thing. 2.5 hour drive, a big soda, and a long walk are not good combinations. So as I'm waiting for my husband to enter the bathroom, I started worshiping outside the bathroom door, because I was just, from every single song that was played, I felt like God gave me a new pair of legs, and I felt no extra pain or shaking or a trembling leg or pain. I stood there in the seat, and I was kind of in shock at how close we were to Chris Tom. We could reach out and touch them. And they had their lighting set up. Of course, it's their lighting. It's a big show, it's a big production. But I tell you what, guys, there was this bright white light that started shining so bright on my husband and I. When Robert and I got to our seats, this beautiful ray of bright, blinding, I mean blinding, I'm closing my eyes as I'm telling you, it was blinding light, and I wanted to capture it on video because I was like, this is amazing. Like, I feel so blessed and thankful to be here, and this light is shining. I feel like God is saying, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, Nancy. And I felt that I was amongst people like me, some broken, some abandoned, some sick, some sad, some heartbroken. I saw from a gangster that just looked like he got out of prison to a mom with a three and a half carat ring on her finger at least in front of me. And I was watching that guy that looked like he got out of jail, and he had this life about him as he was just singing. Tears were rolling down his cheek, and I wouldn't even think he knew the lyrics to a song like that by looking at him. I'm not gonna lie, we are judgmental people. We are. And it sucks. It sucks that we're this way. It's human nature, and it's okay. But we gotta work through it sometimes, and work through the tears and fight back with everything we got. But that light was shining on that guy. It went from shining on Robert and I to shining on that one guy, and I watched him almost the whole concert. And it was a beautiful, he was tattooed on his neck, on his arms, near his face. I would have judged him on the street or in a dark alley. I would never have thought he's getting down to Chris Tomlin. And that just goes to show you that we never know what that other person is going through. We never know. We can't make other people pay the price for other people that hurt them. Can't make people pay the price for people that hurt us when they had nothing to do with it. And I guess this episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm talking a little bit more right now, just really sharing with you guys my heart, sharing with you guys. And I literally sat and I prayed for each and every one of you. I prayed for all those who hear the sound of my voice, and for those who will hear the sound of my voice, and for those who don't and will not hear the sound of my voice. We pray for them too. It is It's when you see that many people in one place with one God and one belief and one thought, and it is just, please, like I went in there today, like, please, Jesus, touch me tonight in a way that allows me to let go of angers and resentments that I have been holding on to. Oh my gosh, I feel like this is turning into a confession. You guys. Okay. You know what? We're going to get into story time. Let me light my candle. Let's change the mood for the next few minutes. And I'll be right back with a beautiful story to end our podcast tonight. You're listening to Faith Ignited on Palma Talk, Palma Media. Thank you for being here. This story tonight is brought to you by one of the favorite books that we've been reading out of here on Faith Ignited, which is the 25th anniversary edition of Where Angels Walk, True Stories of Heavenly Visitors. Usually just open the book and just let sort of it land where it may. And this is the story from tonight, and it is called Message from Beyond. Sister Mary Dolores was planning the trip of a lifetime. Rome, then on to Poland. Her elderly father wanted to accompany her, but Sister Mary Dolores was unwilling to extend the invitation. First, my mother wouldn't fly, and because one of them never went anywhere else without the other, I didn't think Dad would be happy on a trip without her, she explained. The second reason was more awkward. Sister Mary Dolores had a physical disorder that caused... The second reason was more awkward. Mr. Kamarizinak, I think that's her father, had a physical disorder that caused him to lose his equilibrium. The shakiness would come on without warning. How Sister Mary Dolores wondered, would she manage him on an extensive trip? How could she manage him on this extensive trip? What if he fell and hurt himself? Her decision was logical. She knew, but she still felt guilty. However, 2 months before the trip in May of 1979, Miss Kamrysiak died. Now Sister Mary Dolores' father was terribly lonely, and Mary's feelings of guilt worsened. Her father would so enjoy getting away and traveling, but her reluctant answer was still no. Taking him anywhere would be too risky. A few days before she was to leave for Europe, Sister Mary Dolores and her father visited Mrs. Kamrazinac. They visited her grave at Holy Cross Cemetery in Calumet City, Illinois. On their way home, they passed a small roadside produce stand. It kind of looked deserted, but Mr. Kamrazinac wanted some fruit, so they pulled in to see if anyone was there. Two men were running the stand. One wearing a blue shirt was behind the counter, and the other, in the brown pants and a hat, was arranging the tables. Sister Mary Dolores and her father were the only customers there, and none of the four exchanged any comments or greetings. Mr. Kamrazinac wandered around looking at the displays while Sister Mary Dolores, keeping him in view as always, lest he lose his balance, take a fall. She gave her money to the blue-shirted worker at the cashier register. Then she started toward her father, just a few feet away. He was then the man in the hat approached her to say, "It's okay to take your dad on the trip," he told her without any preamble. What trip? What was he talking about? "The trip that you're going on," the man replied. "I just spoke with your mother, and she said it was okay to take your dad. Nothing bad will happen to him." "How could you have spoken to my mother?" Sister Mary Dolores demanded. "She died this past May." "Yes, I know," he said. Sister Mary Dolores looked around in astonishment. She and her father were still the only customers in view. Had her father complained to the man that he was being left behind? Yet the lot was so small. Surely she would have seen or overheard a conversation. She could confront her father in front of the stranger, but Dad might be embarrassed or upset. It was better to wait until they were alone. "Well, thank you, I guess," she said to the man, who was still standing calmly in front of her. And then she hurried her father to the car. Once they were on the highway, she broached the subject. "Dad, what did you say to the man at the fruit stand?" she asked her father.
"I didn't talk to him,"
Mr. Kez, I'm going to call him Mr. Kez for the sake of me not ruining his name. I didn't talk to him, Mr. Kez said. You paid him. I'm not talking about the man at the cash register, Dad. It's the other one in the hat. But, her father looked troubled. I didn't see a second person. There was only one man with the blue shirt behind the counter. You saw me talking to the second man. You must have. You were right there the whole time, just a few feet away. But I didn't. There wasn't anyone else there. Sister Mary Dolores stopped talking. She didn't want to upset her father, and slowly she was realizing that something supernatural had just taken place. Amen. During the subsequent summer, Sister Mary Dolores took her father with her on an airplane and auto trips to Arizona and all through the state of Michigan. And he never had a fall, not once. He thrived on the change of scenery, and he died a fulfilled man at the age of 92. I never worried after the incident at the fruit stand, Sister Mary Dolores said. She knew. She definitely knew that her mother was looking out for both of them and had sent them an angel to tell them so. Beautiful story. Beautiful story. Beautiful story of ordinary people, our ordinary angels in our lives. Sometimes we recognize them, other times we don't. But if I can speak anything to any listener that may be out there that may be struggling right now with something, like I said, you're not alone. And it's true what some people say, that sometimes talking about things in your mind and going over things in your mind helps. I have a friend that's going through something similar to this. This week had been a crazy week. I have a friend, and he's in his mid-50s. I've known him for 20 years. Good person. Excellent person. He's going through such a tough time right now with something within his family that, you know, maybe one day he can come on Faith Ignited. And John, if you're listening, come on and talk about reigniting your faith and how that looks for you. I told you then, and I'll tell you again, we are always here for you. All for one and one for all. We're bringing everybody. I wish I had property where I can put a house on every corner of the property so we would all be together, just a golf cart away. But that's not in the cards for us right now, and that's okay. That's okay. We are blessed beyond a girl and a boy, grandchildren. It's a feeling that is indescribable, absolutely indescribable. I give you all the glory, Lord. Give you all the honor, Lord. We give it all to you, Lord. We ask for anybody who's here tonight listening to this podcast. We ask for anyone who is out there struggling or listening for something to resonate with them. I'd like you to consider maybe come follow us and listen to some of the older shows in the beginning where I've continued to bring you guys stories of hope and faith and inspiration, and that's my main goal. And I would be remiss to say if I didn't selfishly go to the Chris Tomlin concert tonight, thinking I was the one that was going to be healed and in control. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I wrong. But that's okay. Got back on the horse. We dusted ourselves off. We stand up. We gather our composure, and then we are on to the next. Because you need to feel, this peace that I feel right now. It's beyond describing, and even the twice that flash of light was just brightly shining on us, like literally shining upon us. And I want to say, you know, Palma Media is a place, is a soft landing. It's a place where we welcome everyone to come and promote what they want to promote and say what they want to say and do all of this, you know, stuff. And I'm really proud of where we are, where Palma is today. It's grown such leaps and bounds, and, you know, I know that Nelson is definitely focused, and Sylvia, on making and producing the best of the best forward, right? And with that, you guys, I am talking to you guys, and I feel so calm. I feel like I could have drifted off into a little nap. So if you guys are just waking up from your nap, hello, welcome back. Welcome back. That was such a beautiful journey. And angels are everywhere we turn. There's guardian angels all around us, always. I love you guys very much. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your feedback. I appreciate you for tuning in. I appreciate you for downloading our app. I just appreciate you, and I love you all so much from the bottom of my heart that I can't imagine not having this podcast anymore. It's incredible to be part of such a beautiful family. Take a look at our Palma magazine, guys. It came out today. So leave here, refresh yourself, get a drink, wash your face with water. Whatever you have to do, wake up and hopefully you enjoyed the little short story I read. I like these little short stories where angels, ordinary angels, come in and do extraordinary things. And they help guide us. And like I said, everyone in that rosary group, I was feeling them with me today. And those who don't pray, and those who are just in my life and we don't talk about God yet, we don't talk about certain things, but you know where we stand. And we always stand to the right side of God, because anything less than that is playing for the other team, and we are only Team God forever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen, amen, you guys. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. I hope you know how much it means to me that you came and listened to my podcast. I want to thank you to our listeners. I want to thank you for the feedback that I've been getting on Messenger. I want to thank you for being a part of this new journey with our new family. And can't wait to see what we have in store next. God bless. Take care. Mwah. Beijinhos. Good night. Bye-bye.